All right, so in the last few moments that we have together, listen, during worship and during the time that they were up here, listen, I was the whole time I'm just encountering God. The whole time I'm just being ministered to. And listen, guys, it doesn't have to stop when you guys leave the church.
That's right.
If you have a bad day on Monday, don't wait until next Sunday to get right with God again. Don't wait until next Sunday to like try to feel better. Let God transform you today, and then let God transform you tomorrow. It is a daily thing that Jesus didn't die on the cross so you can come to church on Sunday. He didn't die on the cross so that you can come to church on Wednesday. He died on the cross to give us a chance and opportunity to live life to the fullest in relationship with God the Father. Jesus' life was an expression of living a life dependent on God the Father. And that's what this group has tapped into. They've humbled themselves, and they've tapped into that true relationship. The kind of relationship, they are living the relationship that Jesus died for. And so many of us, we fall short because we think that coming to church equals a relationship with God. There's a difference between coming to church and coming to Jesus, guys. There's a difference. Many people come to church and their lives are not changed at all. There's no transformation. There's no change that takes place. And then people blame the church for it. I went to church and nothing happened. I went to church on Sunday and Wednesday and nothing happened. Listen, the church does not equal Jesus. The church is the bride of Christ, guys. Amen? These testimonies that we've been hearing all morning, they're just so amazing. Let's give glory. Let's give God some glory right now just for that. Listen, guys, it is so important to give God the glory when you hear testimonies like this. During worship, Isaac mentioned the children of Israel, and I just thought that was crazy because, like I said earlier, I was in the restroom, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the children of Israel. Doesn't matter where you are. Listen, God sees everything. You got nothing to hide. But they're giving these testimonies, and I just feel like the Holy Spirit, just maybe for a couple of us, maybe none of us, but saying we need to make sure that we keep a grateful heart. We need to make sure we have a grateful heart, and we honor and we give praise and we give God glory for the things that He's doing. Because here's what happened when the children of Israel, when they're going through the desert, they're going through the wilderness that was supposed to take 12 days, but it took them 40 years because of their complaining. Because they were not grateful. Even though God was faithful to come as a pillar of fire every single night, even though God was faithful to cover them as a cloud, they resorted to complain. And so many of us were like, oh my gosh, like, how could you complain when you see God as a pillar of fire? But many of us, even though we see God moving and we hear God moving, sometimes we can become like that. And we become numb to the miracles. And God is saying today, what areas in our life have we become numb to God? The simple fact that you woke up this morning, have you thanked Him for that? Did you thank God, like, oh my gosh, I still have a job. I haven't lost my job. Maybe other people lost their job, but I kept my job. God, your favor is upon me. Your blessings are upon me. Oh my gosh, I was struggling with these thoughts, but thank God I didn't act on it. Thank God that I chose to be righteous. Do we thank God for His Holy Spirit? We cannot become a people that become numb to things God is doing. We can't. It's the moment we become numb, we've now reduced God to now a common thing in our life, a common person. That's what God does. That's who God is. And the reverence goes out the window. The value of that relationship goes out the window. And it stops us from pursuing. Because if we stop giving God the glory for these testimonies, then we're going to start looking for something to awe us and something to inspire us. There's no relationship there. I said a lot of things. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes I say so many things and I forget what I was like, wait, did I... Sorry. Did I say everything right? And so hopefully that all made sense. But guys, like, don't forget to give God the glory for everything. You know, like the fact that your kids came home last night, or the fact that that your kid got a C instead of an F. I don't know. Give God glory in everything. So the Bible says, it says, don't worry about anything, but in everything, like, pray and give thanks, right? In everything. Everyone say everything.
Everything.
So many of us, we come to church and we don't experience change because we've lost that focus. Listen, guys, it takes a degree of focus to have this constant, listen, I don't know about you guys, but it's really easy to get into a bad attitude. It's really easy for us to let our day make us mad or make us angry. It's really easy for other people to make us angry if we let them. At the end of the day, it's all of our choice. And so concerning gratefulness, it is our choice whether we want to be a grateful people or not. It is our choice whether we want to honor or not. We can't blame it on anybody else, and we cannot blame it on circumstances. Does that make sense? So we don't come to church, guys. We come to God. We come to Jesus. I'm not saying don't come to church, because, like, it's part of coming to Jesus is coming to church. But coming to church isn't like that's it. Does that make sense? It's only the beginning of this amazing relationship that God desires with you. Turn to John. John chapter 14, verse 23. I really appreciate, I didn't get her name, but the blonde one. Brittany!
Hi, Brittany!
Hi, Brittany. I really appreciate her, just her testimony about carrying those burdens.
Yes, yes.
And actually, I'm going to switch it up on you guys. Can you guys go to, oh my gosh. Yeah, Matthew 11. I really appreciate your testimony because it's a picture. I think it's something that we all relate to. It doesn't matter what our struggle is, or what our struggle was, or what speed bumps we hit, or what setbacks we hit. Like, it's what God did for them, He desires to do for us. It's not like they were worse off, and so, like, God's moving because, like, they needed it. But, like, I'm, like, kind of bad, so maybe I don't need it that much. And everyone say that's dumb. It doesn't matter where we are or who we are. If we don't have Jesus, we have nothing. There's no, like, levels, you know, of, like, oh, like, you're worse and I'm really, really worse. And so because you're all the way down there, then God's really going to move. Like, that's dumb. All of us are lost. Or all of us were lost. Amen? The Father seeks all of us, every single one of us. And in many cases, the struggles that they've been through, it led them to Jesus. It all led them to Jesus. And so many of us, we don't let our struggles lead us to Jesus. We carry them. We hold on to them. And we get convinced that it's something that we're going to have to live with for the rest of our lives. And or Satan will convince us that it's something that we'll never, like, well, yeah, you went to church and nothing happened. Oh, yeah, you prayed the prayer of salvation and nothing happened. Oh, yeah, your friend prayed for you, nothing happened. Listen, guys, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He won't let you down. He won't. He will never fail you. He'll never forsake you. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Man, I feel the Holy Spirit right now just saying, so many of you guys right now, you need some rest. Your souls need some rest. Your lives, you've been tumbling through life. Like either tumbling or like a roller coaster, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I just need to stop. And just, I need some rest. I mean, I'm at a point in my life where I'm like the busiest I've ever been. like I was talking to one of my friends and I was telling her like, oh my gosh, like I became that person that when someone says, hey, can you do this? Or hey, you want to hang out? I was like, well, let me check my schedule. Like, I became that person where it's like, if someone asked me anything, I'm like, I pull out my phone. I was like, okay, no, I can't, I'm doing this. Like, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Like, everything I'm doing, I'm doing it in ministry. And so, but even in that, we can get deceived that because we're doing things for God doesn't mean that we're walking with God. And many times this happens where we get burdened and we get heavy laden because we're doing all these things for God without Him. Jesus was completely 100% reliant on the Holy Spirit. He didn't do anything of His own power. He left all of His heavenly privileges and He was completely dependent on the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm not going to say anything that the Father doesn't say. I'm not going to do anything that the Father doesn't do. He didn't do anything of His own accord. He was completely dependent on the Holy Spirit, which relieved Him of the pressure of I have to act right and do right. All I got to do is just follow the Holy Spirit. And here's the amazing thing. Here's the amazing thing. The Holy Spirit, it's just one of the things, the Holy Spirit's a comforter. As we walk with the Holy Spirit, the grace of God and the mercy of God follows us. As we walk with the Holy Spirit, His comfort is right there. There's nothing like being in the will of God. There's nothing. You're not worrying. You're not doubting. You're not tossed up by what people say. You're not tossed up by what happened at work. You guys listening to me? There's nothing like walking with the Holy Spirit. He's true and He's real. Amen? And He helps us to worship. He helps us to talk to people. He gives us everything that we need to be like Jesus. He empowers us. Amen? Amen. 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 You guys doing okay?
Yeah.
One more point and then we gotta finish. So let's go to where do you want to go? John chapter 15, verse 9. 15. I love the book of John. Like John chapter 14 and 15 are like my favorite. Because it talks all about like the unity between like Jesus and His Father. And like for those of you who are in Sozo, I've literally been like preaching the same thing like every single time I talk. It's just is having intimacy, having this closeness with God. And honestly, like, okay, this is I don't know how this is gonna sound to you guys. Okay, this is. And I kind of feel embarrassed just saying it.
Say it.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, so beginning of the year, like around like, I think February, like just the Holy Spirit just started talking to me about just having this authentic, this real relationship, the kind of relationship that Jesus died for. Let me tell you guys something right now. Jesus' desire is not for you to come to church, but for you to come to Him. Church is part of that. But He's asking for this intimate and real relationship with every single one of us. Do not be deceived that because you come to church that you have that. Because a real relationship calls for Him, for you seeking Him daily. Do you remember the last time you were desperate for an answer? Last time you were desperate in worship, or you're desperate in church, and you're desperate like, oh God, like I'm in trouble, or I need help, or I need your peace and your comfort, and you went after that, and you went after Him wholeheartedly with everything you had. And then once God answered your prayer, what happened to that desperation? Why does that need to go away? That should be something that is daily in our lives. That daily dependency, the having a relationship with God should be as important as like breathing and eating. We do really well with sustaining our bellies, do we not?
Yes.
When we get hungry, we're like, oh, I gotta eat something. Let's have that same diligence in feeding our spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, So I graduated high school 7 years ago. 7 years ago. And every I'm embarrassed to say this, but every single year I gain like 10 pounds. I gained like 10 pounds like every single year, like after high school, right? And last year, and I remember it was, if you notice, I think Isaac lost some weight too, if you guys haven't noticed. Yeah. He's probably mad at me for saying that right now, actually. Anyways, and I was watching a video of us, because last year we had a Labor Day event, and like I saw a video of myself, and I was like, it was embarrassing. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm not gonna tell you guys what I thought, but I was like, Here's the thing. So I'm not kidding. I was gaining like 10 pounds every single year. So like the fourth year, I was like, I'm in trouble. What am I doing? I struggled to lose weight. Like I just struggled and struggled and there's a point to this. All right, there's a point. And I struggled. And here's the thing. So at the beginning of this year, for the first few months, I just had like these series of like these encounters with God. And listen, every encounter with God is designed for us to go deeper into relationship. Encounters with God are meant to draw you closer. Okay, they're not meant to like validate where you are. It's meant to propel you deeper into relationship. Okay.
Amen.
So I'm having all these encounters with God, and it's like so amazing, and God's speaking to me, and I start saying this, I'm like, wow, I feel like I got born again. And like a month later, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I got born again. Like it was just so amazing, and I'm just loving this relationship with God the Father, and one of my desires was to lose weight. I don't know how, like, and I had been trying for the past, like, 4 years, 5 years, and, like, you know, like, last year I was, like, 225. Yeah, I was 225, which is not good, especially for my height. And beginning of this year, like, around, like, March or so, like, I literally feel like the Holy Spirit just gave me grace and, like, this drive to do it.
Yeah,
and so far I've lost, like, 30 pounds, which is great. And I'm telling you, I fully believe it's because of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You can believe whatever you want, but God is giving me the desires of my heart. That's all I'm going to say. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Well, what a way to end. Let's read the scripture, and then Brother George is going to share something. But let's just finish with this scripture. Amen? As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide. Another word for abide is like literally like live or like thrive in. Abide in my love. Listen, as we read the scripture, listen to the closeness that God desires with every single one of us. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments. Listen, that dependency on his Father. I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus needed to abide in his Father's love in order to get through the world.
Yes.
We're no different. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, we thank you for not only Teen Challenge and everything that they've done, Father, but we thank you for, God, for just being able to come together and be able to glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. Let our lives be living sacrifices, God, holy and acceptable. That in everything that we do, Father, we seek to not only grow in deeper relationship with you, Father, but that we lift up the name of Jesus. And I thank you that every single person here, Father, that we're encouraged and we're excited to want to go deeper, Father. I thank you that we don't forget this message on Monday or on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, but that tomorrow the same way that we encountered you today, Father, that we desire that same thing and even deeper tomorrow and the day after, Father. I thank you that this is just a start, Father, of just a refreshing, of just falling in love with Jesus all over again. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.